You are listening to the audio version of the Bitcoin.com weekly news show with Roger Ver. For the full experience, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Hello, everyone. It is that time of the week again. Today is Friday, September 6, 2019. Another amazing week full of exciting stuff happening in the world of Bitcoin Cash, bringing more economic freedom to the entire world. On this week's edition of the weekly news show, we are going to cover the Bitcoin.com exchange now being live for the world. Apple iPhones and computers weighing in on cryptocurrencies. Eligma has partnered with Bitcoin.com. Burger King meals are now payable with BitPay in Germany. The SLP token virtual hackathon has been announced for late this month. Progress has been made in Bitcoin Cash privacy and instant transactions. And Argentina has disallowed holding foreign currencies. And of course, the Bitcoin Cash conference is wrapping up in Australia as I record this. So first of all, a quick teaser for what's coming up, though. Recently, we recorded a video series about my background as an entrepreneur and a Bitcoin enthusiast. If you're interested in hearing a little bit about my past and how I ended up where I am today, stay tuned to our YouTube channel. Next week, we'll start launching that series. So make sure you subscribe and share these videos in the channel with your friends. Anyhow, first and foremost, the Bitcoin.com exchange is now live and open for trading. Over 10,000 people signed up before we even launched. About another 10,000 have signed up already over at exchange.bitcoin.com. To celebrate all this, we're launching with net negative trading fees for the first 3 months and up to $1 million worth of cumulative trades. Trade between dozens of different trading pairs with SLP tokens coming soon to the platform. In fact, just maybe 2 hours before I'm recording this, I was talking with the team that's running the exchange. And the plan is to have the SLP tokens by around the end of next week. Hopefully we'll make that plan. We'll find out by the end of next week. I'm really, really excited because there's so many amazing SLP tokens already out and more on the works, including some major, major, major ones I know behind the scenes that are coming to the Bitcoin Cash platform because Bitcoin Cash token transactions are lightning fast and super cheap and super reliable. So stay tuned for all that. Apple computer has weighed in on cryptocurrencies. The vice president of Apple, Jennifer Bailey, recently commented that the company was keeping a close eye on cryptocurrencies and that the company believes that technology has interesting long-term potential. Well, Jennifer, if you're looking at cryptocurrencies, make sure to give Bitcoin Cash a try. And if you need any sort of help whatsoever, I will gladly personally be your guide and explain to you what's going on with all this because it truly is an amazing, amazing invention. I love my iPhone and I would love it even more with native Bitcoin Cash support built right into the iPhone. And a little birdie told me that that's coming to some Android phones. So Apple, don't be left behind on the Android crowd. Let's get Bitcoin Cash on iPhones and Androids here as well. So Apple's interest in cryptocurrencies follows a growing number of tech companies such as Facebook, which is expected to launch their own cryptocurrency called Libra, and Square, which announced earlier this year they will be hiring crypto engineers. A really interesting side note there, I was listening to Bill, oh, I forget his last name at the moment, from Abra. Anyhow, he was on a podcast earlier today and basically was talking about how he'd been talking directly with the people at Facebook that were working on the Libra stuff, and they loved Bitcoin. They wanted to build it on Bitcoin, but due to that block size limit, Bitcoin wasn't an option because it wouldn't be able to scale for all the Facebook users to use it, so they had to go and roll their own, and that was the origin of Libra. Same story with Ethereum, right? Vitalik would have gladly done all this stuff on top of Bitcoin, but Bitcoin wasn't allowed to scale the block size, and the developers were busy, you know, shortening the aperture and making Bitcoin less useful for various things, so Vitalik went and launched Ethereum, and we have that now too, so maybe more competition is a good thing. We've decentralized the number of cryptocurrencies out there. We've increased the number of cryptocurrencies, which leads to more decentralization in the ecosystem as a whole. Another fun piece of news here is Eligma has partnered with Bitcoin.com to grow global cryptocurrency adoption. So if you saw a recent video with me going in the supermarket in Slovenia and paying right there at the regular old checkout thing at the supermarket in Slovenia and a whole bunch of other stores in Slovenia, that was thanks to the guys at Eligma. And we're proud to announce that they've recently completed a new fundraising round, bringing the total investment in their company to over $4.4 million with participation from Bitcoin.com, of course, and the Pangea Blockchain Fund. Look for lots more Bitcoin Cash and other crypto fund coming from the Pangea Blockchain Fund based out of Lugano, Switzerland as well. As per the partnership, the ELI token, which initially was launched as an ERC-20 token, will be porting over to SLP on Bitcoin Cash and will be integrated directly into the Bitcoin.com wallet. Eligma's Go Crypto cryptocurrency payment infrastructure streamlines crypto adoption at over 450 physical locations, with more coming online every single week in Slovenia, Croatia, and Turkey at the moment, with more to come. The partnership will help the company expand its services around the world, spreading adoption of cryptocurrency as a medium of exchange. And, kudos to the guys over at Eligma. They really understand the whole point of cryptocurrency is to use it as a currency, not just some speculative bubble for everybody to speculate on future speculators. So great work, Eligma guys. Another fun piece of news is that Burger King products can be bought via BitPay. After some regulatory setbacks, BitPay is once again allowed to operate in Germany. My German isn't so good, but Lieferando, a third-party service that allows you to order food and have it delivered to your home, is the company that accepts BitPay payments. BitPay accepts both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core by default. So if you want to pay extra, you can use BTC. If you want to pay no extra, you can use BCH, of course, Bitcoin Cash, right there at more than 100,000 BitPay accepting merchants online. And pay for whichever one you think works better as peer-to-peer cash. But I'll have you know, you've been able to pay for Burger King with Bitcoin Cash for a long, long time just by heading over to giftcards.bitcoin.com. We have a whole bunch of gift cards available there for Bitcoin Cash, including things like Burger King, Domino's Pizza, Applebee's, The Gap, like hundreds and hundreds of gift cards. So when it comes to food here, I just clicked on the food thing here. We have all sorts of things here like... I don't even know some of these. Bahama Breeze, Black Angus, Bonefish, Boston Market, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bubba Gump Shrimp Company, Burger King, of course, Chipotle Grill, Claim Jumper, Cold Stone Ice Cream, Domino's Pizza, Dean and DeLucia, Dunkin' Donuts, right? Hooch, IHOP, Krispy Kreme Donuts. You want donuts? You can buy it with Bitcoin Cash right now today over at giftcards.bitcoin.com. Olive Garden, Omaha Steaks, Outback Steakhouse, Panera Bread, Papa John's Pizza, Pete's Coffee, Red Lobster, Red Robin, River Crab, Target. I don't know how that's in the food section. Maybe they sell food at Target as well. Steak and Shake, when I was a kid, I loved that one. TGI Fridays, Uber Eats, right? You can get food delivered right to your door now from anything you want at Uber Eats using Bitcoin Cash right now by buying a Uber Eats Bitcoin Cash gift card over at giftcards.bitcoin.com right now with no markup whatsoever. So what you pay is what you get. So go give it a try at giftcards.bitcoin.com right now, and you can buy your Burger King, you can buy your Uber Eats, you can buy absolutely just about anything over there. So go and give that a try if you're excited to use your Bitcoin Cash. Another fun thing that's coming up for September 27th of this month, the SLP Virtual Hackathon. All hackathon participants will have access to troubleshooting help from experienced SLP devs. Winners will receive portions of the prize pool along with event-exclusive non-fungible trophy tokens. So if you're interested in Bitcoin Cash tokens and Bitcoin Cash and peer-to-peer cash for the world, go and check out slp.cash and slp.dev for the website about the hackathon to see what you can win. Another interesting piece of development this week was Storm. A proposal for instant Bitcoin Cash transactions is released. Storm is based on the subchain / weak blocks proposal that's been around for a while. You can read a whole bunch more about it at the link below. I think that was from Omni, who I believe is also the same guy that found the infinite inflation bug in BTC that would have allowed an infinite amount of inflation to be to take place on BTC. So one of the Bitcoin Cash developers was nice enough to find the bug and then point it out in a calm, reasonable, private manner to the BTC devs so they could fix it. Up to that point, they used to claim all the time, BCH doesn't have any devs. BTC has the best devs. Well, the best devs in the world at BTC allowed an infinite inflation bug just recently, like a couple of months ago, into BTC. And interestingly enough, I believe the dev that was responsible for that infinite inflation bug on BTC was one of the ones that was hired by Square and Jack Dorsey of Twitter to do that. So we'll see what happens there. Another fun example of how the Bitcoin Cash community is just absolutely awesome and super excited about bringing peer-to-peer electronic cash to the world today, not 18 months from now, is Cash Fusion. The devs needed another $10,000 to fund their work for another, through the completion there. And they raised it in like 18 hours or something like that. It was just a few short hours. I donated a bunch of money myself. A bunch of other people did as well. A whole bunch of people from all over the world used cash shuffled private Bitcoin Cash to donate for that. So we'll put a link to that in the description below so you can read all about it. The funding was reached in part by a matching donation, I believe for $2,500 of it, from Checksum Zero. So thank you so much, Checksum Zero, for doing that. Thank you, Yonald Fuchball. Thank you for everybody that's involved in Cash Shuffle and now Cash Fusion, which will make Bitcoin Cash transactions really, really private. And we're hard at work bringing that to the Bitcoin.com wallet as well. So I'm really excited to bring not just peer-to-peer electronic cash to the world, but peer-to-peer electronic cash, fungible cash, private cash, because that's what cash is all about. Bitcoin Cash has it today. You can download it right now from cashshuffle.com with more great stuff coming for that. Another piece of news from around the world is that Argentina is forcing companies to liquidate foreign currency. Exporters will have 5 days to convert foreign currencies into local pesos. Individual citizens will be limited to purchases of no more than $10,000 a month of foreign currency. These impositions are likely due to Argentina's currency crisis. Well, I have news for you. If a country is trying to tell you you're not allowed to sell the local currency for a foreign currency, it is time to sell the local currency for a foreign currency right now. And lucky for everybody in Argentina, Bitcoin.com has built an awesome tool to help enable them to do that at local.bitcoin.com. You can buy and sell any amount of Bitcoin Cash with anyone, anywhere in the world for any payment method in any country. Give it a try right now today at local.bitcoin.com. In fact, I don't know what's going on in Europe, but the last week or so, the volume of euro trades happening on local.bitcoin.com have really exploded. It's really amazing to see just how many people are starting to use local.bitcoin.com. So if you haven't tried it already, go head on over to local.bitcoin.com, and you can earn extra money by telling your friends about local.bitcoin.com. If you just make an account there and then click on the affiliate button, you'll have an affiliate link you can share, and you get, I think it's 20% of all the fees from anybody that you refer to the website, just like that, local.bitcoin.com. And of course, the Bitcoin Cash City Conference was held in Townsville, Australia this week. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to go there because the Australian authorities thought I would never leave and stay in Australia as an illegal immigrant or some absolute nonsense like that. For part of my visa application before I gave up, they literally asked for a list of every single country I'd ever been to and the exact date I went into the country and the exact date I went out of the country for the last 10 years of my life. Clearly, that's an impossible request, so I gave up on the visa. But anyhow, the Australian conference did look really, really amazing. Lots of other people were able to get visas there. I know lots of other Chinese people were not able to get visas to go there either. Anyhow, the event featured talks covering technology, adoption, compliance, and culture. For instance, Tokyo's very own Akane Yoko, organizer of the Tokyo Bitcoin Cash Meetup, highlighted her work growing merchant adoption in Tokyo, providing advice for onboarding new businesses to Bitcoin Cash. And organizer Hayden Otto, we really should show him our appreciation for all the amazing amount of work he's done. He's hinted at the potential for making the conference annual, mentioning the potential he sees for the next event. So I think Bitcoin Cash really does need an annual conference, maybe held in a more visa-friendly part of the world. In the future, we'll see. Maybe Hong Kong is a good place for that. With all the protesting that's going on there, I think it's really ripe for people to start using Bitcoin Cash more and more in commerce there. So anyhow, that's this week's news. If you enjoy the show, share it with a friend, smash the like button because it actually does help in the ratings. We have over 30,000 subscribers to the channel, so that's fantastic. It's thanks to you guys, our viewers and our supporters of peer-to-peer electronic cash for the world. Without you guys, we couldn't do it. But there's a lot of other channels out there that are all just about speculation and pricing and pump and dump and this and that have more than 100,000 subscribers. So help us get there. Hit subscribe if you haven't already. Share this video with your friend. And we'll make an announcement in the next weekly video, I think, we'll do a giveaway prize once we hit, let's call it 50,000 subscribers. Why don't we say it right now? We'll give away $1,000 in Bitcoin Cash to our subscribers on the channel. We'll figure out how to do it. So if you want to figure out how we're going to do that, hit subscribe right now and get us to 50,000 subscribers so that we can spread the idea of peer-to-peer permissionless cash for the world, like everybody who supports free markets would love, and anybody who studied Austrian economics or picked up an economics book would know and understand and appreciate. So anyhow, that's it for this week. See everybody next week. Share Bitcoin Cash with a friend between now and then. See you then.